Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock tick-tock and you don't stop. The weight's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Boom. With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What's what?
Was it dad or this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting taxed admission. Better switch gears,
this here
a fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take our eyes off the prize. New exclusive and you've been authorized.
Cheer.
Yeah, this is your man, C Majors. We about to get it in, man. I'm telling y'all, your boy is a problem, a.k.a. the billionaire, a.k.a. the one. This is we would call this the inaugural jump-off right here. This means it's going down. This is authorized radio. I'm not Dolo this time, though. I got my girl Trini in the building. What's good, ma?
Hey, it's me. I'm here. I'm here to upgrade you.
Oh, here we go. Let's see you starting already. She's starting already.
That's what I do.
All right, before we get it in, you know, you can let the people know your little background, where you came from, what you're about, because they don't even understand what's about to go down here, so you kind of let them know, let them in on a little bit.
Well, I try to let them in a little bit, but they won't understand until they hear. So, basically, I'm just a down-home girl from the Washington, D.C. area, been here all my life, had the privilege of traveling around the world with one of the top fashion shows in the country. I'm here now doing my TV host, radio host thing, and I'm ready to set it off.
Okay, you know, she's one of those model type fellas.
Can
I keep it real with you? Can I keep it real with you? Can I keep it real with you though?
Mm-hmm.
You're not the ordinary model that I meet.
Please explain that.
And the reason why I say that is because, if you want somebody that's going to keep it extremely, extremely real, and you're going to find out over the next few weeks, you know, through radio and through television, you know, authorizedtv.com, plug, somebody that's going to keep it 100 with you, she's the one, like, straight up. I have to give you your props on that.
I have to agree. Thank you.
You have to agree?
I have to agree. But see, that's where that coming from, you know, the background, the modest background that I come from, the aunts and the family that keep it real, you know, and then being able to go around the country and see the finer things in life, it's the best of both worlds, you know? It's almost like the same thing as from the blocks to the boardroom. You know, I can show you how to start a business, I can start a business from the ground up, but yet, you know, the success in coming from that is being able to identify with all different types of people. That means from people from the hood and people in the corporate building. So,
right.
I mean, that's what's good. I wouldn't take anything away from what, you know, I had and was given when I, and things that I didn't have as I was growing up. That's my life.
I can definitely appreciate
that's
that.
That's why I am who I am.
Yes, and y'all going to find out she's a character. I promise, we going to have some fun. That's all I'm going to say. And I keep saying that because I already know what's going to happen. It's going to be a lot of fun. But before we get into it, though, no, I got to say something, like, real quick. And this has nothing to do with you, Trini. But I was a little pissed this morning, right? All right. We represent the DMV. For those of you who are not in the know, that's the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And I got up, and I was up this morning around 7 o'clock. Yo, it's April. It was snowing my car.
I saw that too, C Major. I was like, okay.
Man, listen.
How are we going to pull off this Easter egg hunt tomorrow?
Man, listen. Let me explain something to you. It was snowing my car. It's April 7th. And it was, yo, when I say I almost lost it, come on, between me, you, and, you know, the thousands of people listening, come on, y'all know that's some bullshit, because this is radio, so this ain't real radio, so I can curse. I love this. Anyway, that's some bullshit, and you know it.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Okay, but anyways, I just had to vent right there, because, you know, I was a little upset. But we're going to get into it. We're going to definitely, you know, we're going to talk about the 5 issues that's been going on, you know, recently on the website. Make sure you log on, authorizedtv.com. Plug. First, I want to get into, you know, the Whitney Houston thing. She recently won custody of Bobby Christina. And you know, Bobby Brown's a little upset. And
Let me ask this question. Are we supposed to be psyched? Are we supposed to be excited because this crackhead has custody of her child now?
No, I'm going to tell you what it is.
What is it?
And I'm going to put it on record. Like, y'all can put it down, write a picture. They're going to get back together. And I'm telling you this. I'm telling you why. She has a new album coming out, right? So I think the split, it just seems almost too convenient. You know, I think, you know, once the album drops and everything goes down, I think they're going to get back together. If you notice, he actually has a reality show coming out. It's kind of like a, you know, Flavor of Love, but with Bobby Brown. It's like dating Bobby Brown or something like that. And one reason, you know, as far as the custody hearing, I think that's all about money. That's all about why they are separated. You know, he won't get any money. You know what I'm saying? Because she was taking care of him. You know, he was broke. If you ever read Corinne Steffens' book, she actually kind of goes into detail about it. But,
right.
You know, you got to pick that
I've
up.
I've read that
yourself.
Book.
You know what I mean? So, I think that's, you know, that's just interesting to me. But that's neither here nor there. You know, I don't want to give this too much light. Cause it's,
really? I mean, you actually think that after going through rehab, apparently trying to get her life together, and she has all these people that are coming in that are helping her, intervening. I know some of these people are giving her ultimatums. She's gonna go back to that loser.
Listen, this is what I'm saying.
He had a show. He still
right.
ain't got no money.
No, she was the show at that point. No one
in the show still
to see what
flopped.
Bobby Brown was doing.
Nobody cared. You're right, but the show still flopped.
Actually, it didn't do too bad, and it was supposed to be a second season, but I guess Whitney wasn't involved, and they was like, nope. You know,
again,
so
we was looking
people
at,
checking for Whitney.
We was, listen, this is the sad part. We was looking at this lady who appeared to be normal, but she
right.
was actually going through, she was a drug addict. We was watching that. And
right.
if you are a drug addict, you're familiar with anyone that is, you can see on that show, and it was sad. It was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen in my life. And
right.
it was boring at that. I mean, what did they do?
Okay, can I keep it real with you, though? I think
Please.
He gets a little too much flack for that. Because I think Whitney
what?
Had her own demons before Bobby, but I think he might have brought it to light somewhat.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Whitney's hood. And if that show didn't expose it, I don't know what else will. Whitney has her hood side just as well as anybody else, straight up. And I think
I
people
agree.
Don't notice that because,
I
you know,
agree.
She had this pop bubblegum image. And we thought that's what it was. So, you know, you see a Bobby Brown come in and it's like good girl, bad guy type situation. But I think it was, you know, they both was bad.
I tell you
why it worked.
Her earlier interviews pre-Bobby Brown gave that. That's what gave us that impression. If you notice how she talked, if you know how she responded to questions, it was completely different in the way that she responded to questions after she got married to Bobby. It was a 360. Now, not to say that hood wasn't there. You just didn't see it.
Right, right. And I think it gave her a ghetto pass at that point. Like, you're married to Bobby Brown. You can be a little bit ghetto. We understand. You know what I'm saying? And she needed that.
Wow, that was disappointing.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what happened. It allowed her to be herself because it's like, oh, that's Bobby Brown's fault. But anyways, like I said, man, I don't keep dwelling on Whitney. But I'm just, you know, I had to say it's part of the news. And I just wanted to address that situation.
Well, hopefully she'll come back and maybe she can sing something. I mean, my goodness. I'm tired
I heard the album. No, but seriously.
It sounds good?
I heard the album. I heard an interview with Neo, and he was discussing it. I heard the album sick. I must say that. Because really, when Whitney's on her job, can't nobody touch her too tough. Like, straight up. When she's the real Whitney Houston, can't nobody really.
We haven't
really,
seen that in a
nobody
long
really.
Time.
This is true, but I just know can't nobody get it in like her. Like, you know what I mean? It's a few people that are really, really, really artists. And, you know, can really just kill it. And she's one of those people. She ain't gonna sit there and dance crazy and you know, get her Sierra on. But she's gonna get it in when it comes to vocally. So, you know. But anyways. Also, you know, just real quick. You know, Jay-Z this guy's a businessman for real, and I think people really need to recognize that, because you know I'm the billionaire, but he might beat me to the race. You know, he has a jump start right now, so it's a little upsetting to me. You know, he
that
got
dude.
The new deal with the champagne company. You know, the Ace of Spades. So, you know, he's caking. So, you
kidding
know.
Kidding me, a block to the boardroom.
Exactly. I'm just, you know, I look up to all these people, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Like, you know, some people, you know, down certain people when they have success, but to me, you know, success is the gift and the curse. You know, it takes you out of a certain situation, but you don't want to be back in that same situation and people look down on you because of it. All I know is I'm trying to cake. And I tell people all the time, you know, the reason why I call myself the billionaire, because that's my goal, like, straight up. Like, if I fall $500 million, like, it'll be somebody out there be like, see, he didn't make a billion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how people hate. But it's all gravy to me. You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, please do not put your limitations on me, because that does not apply.
Absolutely.
Straight up.
But what
straight
do you
up.
Say? When you tell people that, what'd you say? You just calling people out.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, you know, I use it as energy, man. Like 50 said, I need you to hate so I can use you for your energy.
Absolutely.
That's strictly what it is, man. If someone's not talking about you, you ain't doing enough. So you need to get on your grind, straight up. But anyways, I want to talk about Diddy. I don't know if you know, recently he had a few rumors. The girl from, what's the group? Danity Kane was supposed to be pregnant by him. I don't know. Did you hear about that?
I mean, who cares? So he boned a girl and he got her pregnant and what? I mean,
hey.
You know, even if it is true or not, so what? Who cares? He got about 20 kids now. I mean, what's the big deal? We already know this.
I mean, we know he just had twins with Kim Porter.
Great. I mean, he's been cheating on her forever.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone. But that's true. But
really?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, that's not even. You know, he's supposed to be dealing with the girl from England or Great Britain. What? I forgot her name. And I think the same girl Kanye's trying to holler at as well, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway,
what is no women
the
in the world around here? These guys going after the same girl? What are these idiots? I mean, these are grown men. Are you serious?
Tell them why you mad, son.
Because it's like so many women out here. You got P. Diddy going after the same girl as Kanye West. I mean, get a life, people. It's like, I mean, even if you want to be with a model, even if you want a French one, it's like, I mean, go pick one in New York. Get on a runway. I mean, you know, whatever. Pick it. They all look sick anyway. Get one. Get a sick-looking model, and now you in style or something. What is that all about? You know?
Guys,
these people never
coming,
in decent
this
relationships.
This is coming from a former model, so that's why I'm letting her vent right now, because she can say what she wants, because she's been in that arena, so.
Right, and I mean, you know, what is that? I mean, it's just like, is that the style now? You go get a French model or something? What, you know, because, they look like a bag of bones anyway. I mean, what are you fighting over this for? What are you going after the same girl? So many models out here. So many girls that think they models. I mean, shoot, pick one of those. Get a life.
Whatever.
Everybody wants to be want to have a model chick. What is that all
that's
about?
That's always a good look on the arm, right? You know
really?
No,
yeah.
Because it's like this. It's a status thing sometimes.
To have a model on your arm?
Yeah, because see what
that's
happens
just the
is
arm.
This. No, because I'm gonna keep it real with you.
Please.
Sometimes it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. Sometimes the high class girls will mess with you until you got cake. Or until you got whatever. So it's kind of like an I'm here type deal, like when you mess with the model chick. But see, I'm going to tell y'all this, that does not apply to me. Straight up. Because it's a situation and it's an understanding I have where if you wasn't dealing with me when I was broke, I don't really want to deal with you now. Like if you was really just on that uppity type stuff, I do not want to deal with you. But some people, and I can understand why. It's kind of like a status thing. Like, oh, you wouldn't mess with me now, but I got you. Like, I hear people talk about it all the time. It's like the light-skinned girl with the wavy hair back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you make it, you want to get one of them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't
want to
deal with
cool.
Lucretia. You don't want to deal with Lucretia no more, the one that held you down from the hood. Because you like, man, I got you when I didn't have no money. Now let me see what I can get now.
And then see, that's the thing. That's the wrong way to go about it, because remember, that was a chick that had these guys down when they had nothing. That means they're going to be there
before you get something, while you got something, and when your ass go back down to nothing, we still here. I don't understand that. Look, don't look at my face when you ain't got nothing. Don't look at my face then.
Look.
Don't look at me. Sorry. Peace out. I wasn't good enough when you had money. You know, this is the same thing.
But wait, hold. Let me kind of twist this around. Hold up. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Because, you know, me and you, we have conversations, you know, not on the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we were talking, I think it was yesterday, and we were discussing the whole, you know, guys trying to get with girls. And what did you tell me about how when a guy approaches you?
I don't want him to approach me. It's as simple as that. Don't approach me. Walk in front of me. Just stand in front of me. Just don't say nothing, though. Because I don't want to talk to you. If I want to talk to you, then you'll know. But if I don't give you a signal, if I don't even come up to you and say something, it ain't even a signal. If I haven't come up to you and said something already, then I don't want to talk to you. So all I want you to do is walk in front of me and be cute and amuse me for 3.5 seconds. That's it.
Just 3.5, huh?
Just 3.5 seconds. That's all it takes. That's all it takes for me to tell if you're somebody that I want to walk up to or you're somebody I just want you to walk in front of me and just parade for 3.5 and that's it.
Okay.
That's
now,
it. Just look good.
Now, I'm going to bring up the same comment I brought up when we were on the phone. Like, you say that, but then women will say they don't want no dude who's a punk and he's not afraid to approach the woman. So, how can you, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want?
No. Don't confuse it. Because, see, now you're going to try to make it seem like I'm confused. I'm not confused.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Hey, it's a lot of people listening.
If you're a man.
And they want to try to get it in. And they're trying to figure y'all women out. So,
let's do this.
I'm going to hit it from a woman's perspective. Let me know. Let me know what we're not doing right.
Some people, probably a small fraction of people, might be intimidated by me.
And why is that?
Because
you
idea.
Like 5'12"? Is that the reason?
Former model, traveled around the country, all over the world. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it could be. But anyway.
Because you're 5'12".
Oh, is that it?
It's 5'12", man. You tall as all or what? But it's all good because you still ain't tall. So what else?
So I'm 5'12" and ugly. But for some reason, some people are intimidated to say something to me or approach me. And that's cool. If you don't have enough confidence to approach me, then that means I don't want to deal with you in the first place because you have no confidence. You don't have enough. You don't even have enough to come up to a woman. I'm just a woman. I'm nothing extra. I don't have, you know, belts around my arms and stuff calling myself Wonder Woman. So there's no need to be scared. Okay. Here, but on the flip side, if there is a guy, even if I don't like him, that has enough confidence within him to come up and say something to me who I would be considered an intimidating person, then I can respect that. That doesn't mean you're going to get my number, but I can respect that. I'll be very respectful and let you know, hey, listen, I'm not really interested. I'm just kind of chilling by myself kind of thing. So, but thank you anyway. And that's what you'll get. But you getting a lot of respect for me. That's a very respectful way of letting a guy know, in my opinion, you really don't want to talk to him, especially when you have the respect that you have for him, even coming up, having enough confidence to come up to a woman like myself. That's what it is. Don't get it confused, see? Don't get it confused.
I am confused, though. I'm not going to get it confused, but I am confused. Because it's like, on one hand, it's like, yeah, you have to have enough balls to go up to you. But then you got to be, I guess, pretty rookie looking enough to not come up to you and make you come up to them.
Absolutely,
you know what
not.
I'm saying? Like, a real dude, for real, straight up, like, he's going to approach. But then you say, like, he's approaching, you don't really want to deal with him because he approached. You know what I'm saying?
It depends.
Like, what you want him to sit there and, like, strike a pose for you? Like, you on the Vogue for you or something? Like,
because
I mean, what you want? Like, you must be used to
model dudes with the
sweater vest on. Like,
goodness.
Like, that's what it is. Like, well, we got to get the sweater vest.
Eye candy.
We got to get the sweater vest and we got to get the little wavy hair. Like, we got to get the wavy hair joint. Like, that's the only way.
There you go.
Get it
there
in.
There you go.
But I'm just saying, like, is that what it takes?
Absolutely not. It might be a guy if the guy approached me and he is what
kinda
I
had the curly hair.
My type of guy. Then he will get some play. But see, that's not normal. That's not typical. You know, my standards are so high that it's not many people that fit in that category. Most of the time.
That's because you're not that old yet. Like, straight up. Watch. I told you. We talked about this the other day, too. Watch. As you start getting older, them standards go down. It's kind of like before you got a list of 100. Once you turn a certain age, like, that list go down about 30. By the time you hit a certain age, you like 5. Just make sure you got good teeth, some type of money coming in. It's sort of popping.
I've been talking to my dad.
See, I'm going to keep it real with you.
He agrees.
I'm saying, because you got to keep it real, man. Like, that's what it is. Like, you know, sometimes y'all standards is so ridiculous. Like, y'all don't want to grow with nobody. Like, y'all want it pre-made. Like, that's what's wrong now. Like, no one wants to sit down at the restaurant. Everyone wants the microwave syndrome where it comes out ready-made. But it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you think.
Nah, I'm saying, like, you know what? Like, put it like this. When y'all really listen to the Beyonce song, Upgrade You Joint, like, really listen. It's like the woman that can play her position and also let the dude do him. And y'all don't be wanting to do that. Y'all want to have a cake, eat it too, make it. You know what I'm saying? Say something later.
And y'all do too. Y'all want to see our resume before anything.
Nah, not your resume.
Yes.
Nah, we don't care. See, that's the problem with God.
Yes, you do.
If you look good, we'll work it out.
That's not true.
Straight up. If you fly, and you come across... Because I'm be real with you. Like, I've dated some girls who weren't the brightest. I mean, obviously, it didn't last long, because I'm going to keep it real. Eventually, you got to have some type of substance to you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, I didn't know they wasn't bright until I started talking to them. Okay. But their look was on point.
Well, see, that's what...
That's what we're attracted to.
Okay,
you don't look
exactly
at a guy and be like, he has a great personality. Look at him. Like, come on, like, you sit.
But no, sir, you can tell in the way a man dresses his personality. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That's why we don't need you to open up your mouth and say two words. We already got
to read
you.
Everything again.
We already got. We could tell how you your personality by the way you walk.
I'm trying to read everything.
By the way you interact with your friends. By the way you hold your drink.
Well, if he got the pinky out, he a little homo, like, that's what you're trying to say?
No. Don't try to ask questions now.
No, or is he sophisticated? Is that what you're saying? If he got the pinky up, he's either sophisticated or he, you know.
It can even be down to the drink that he drinks.
Oh, really? So if he's drinking wine, then what?
Listen, I tell you
what. If he's not drinking Cavassier or some Hennessy, what? Well, he's not tough enough?
He's a rat. Here's a test. He's a really good test, ladies. All of y'all listening, you may not drink wine, but there's certain wines out there that are, I guess, to the untrained ear, possibly hard to pronounce. I don't understand why. But you tell a man what you want at the drink, let it be, you know, Pinot Grigio or Cabernet Sauvignon. You go have that man order that drink and stand right there when he orders it. And if he can't pronounce it and he looks at you for assistance, walk the hell away. If you can't, run. He has a problem.
Oh,
why don't
man.
You know how to say Cabernet Sauvignon? You can't even order me Merlot. And that's pretty simple. Yeah, if you can't say those words, you're a rat. It's as simple as that. That's a good test.
I quit because this is one fight I am not winning, so it's all good. Wow.
You won the fight this battle. It gets real serious over here.
Oh, man. Fellas, one thing I've learned too, real quick, yo, you have to know when to just fall back. And on this I'm just going to fall back because I ain't got no backup. So
very good.
Y'all highlight me and y'all. Oh, man, you are.
That was
funny.
Very good of you, and I like that you do that. That right there shows me that you are man enough to say, hey, I can't handle this.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now I went from falling back to now I can't handle
this. This is why you and I get along great.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Anyways, next subject. So I'm the boss. I just flip it. Anyways, we're going to talk about 50 Cent. Obviously, he's been in the news lately. He's been in the news regarding a situation with Tony Yayo and Jimi Hendrix's son. We all know about that. But he also recently was on the radio in a New York City station talking about, you know, he wasn't there. He was actually in his home in Connecticut. And he really just talked about a lot of the situation with G-Unit and how he just feels that everyone's at a point right now where they have to grow up. You know, he's dropped Olivia, so she's no longer signed to the unit. And he's talking about the Young Buck situation, how, you know, he reached out to Game. And you know, the next day, Game kind of went at him, basically, you know, in the song Body Bags. Matter of fact, we're going to do this. We're going to get into the Body Bags joint and let y'all hear what I'm talking about. So y'all understand. So you're in the know. So we'll be right back. It's your man, C Major.
It's murder.
His face blow.
Yeah, yo.
Heard you hiding in the Big Apple. Better keep hiding for them Puerto Ricans kidnap you.
Nah, Trey, gangsta ties.
Haitians down in Miami.
So bad.
Yeah, them Haitians down in Miami. Fat Joe don't fuck with you. Nas don't like you.
So who they gon' blame when that long nose snipe?
Potato on the muzzle, black tape on the grip. We in the 18 van with black tape on your bitch. She gon' tell us where you at. We gon' twist that dro and just wait till the rat climb out that hole. Know the streets ain't safe. When we see him, we gon' eat that face. Nobody, we gon' beat that case. Yeah, it's on again. Two shots of Patron, I'm in. Drive slow and let the motherfucking drum extend. With the real, nigga, don't cross the real. You can't fuck with the real, nigga, don't cross the real.
Type of bitch, nigga, put his hands on kids. Pull up that black van on his. No, we don't do the kid slapping.
Nah.
We do the kid snatching. Eyewitness news, it's been the kidnapping. Feed him real good, take him home, play with Harlem. Sit by the phone, just wait, it's your daddy calling.
Nah, we don't get down like that. But 50's mama, we'll put you in the ground like that.
Curtis,
trying to make peace with Dipset. But you ain't even addressed the beef with Jim yet. It's on now, better call Dr. Ben and Russell. Set up a peace treaty or go get some muscle. Call the Lighty Brothers, call all your little flunkies. Call the snitch hotline and get them G-Unit monkeys. Call the cops, I'm still 100 miles and running. Then call God and tell them that your ass is coming.
You can't fuck with the real.
Nah, this ain't hit him up. This is a lot of dead bodies. Who gon' pick him up? We just shot the corner. Who gon' drive the truck? Fuck the whole G unit. Who lied to Buck? Fuck Spider 2. Now that's for Big Face. I know when you counting your sheeps. I had some Crips wait. YouTube banger, tell me how that clip tastes. You kiss the Keisha in the mouth. Tell me how my dick tastes. I got the crown, nigga. It's going down, nigga. In Los Angeles, it's my town, nigga. I got a place where bodies don't get found, nigga. Yeah, the dead sleeping ghosts don't make a sound, nigga. The real 50 Cent, he knew Jimmy Henchman. The real Jimmy Henchman. Look at the niggas flinching. We ain't gon' do shit. I had your crew sick, so play like them is toy guns. And this is just music.
You can't fuck with the real. The real. Niggas
we're back. That's the body bags joint. Real serious, and this is one line in the joint where he talks about 50's mom. Like, in my personal opinion, I think he might have stepped over the line just a little bit. Because to me, like, the dead is something, you know, you really don't really touch like that, I guess. Like, let them be, you know what I'm saying? And to say something like that about someone's mom, that's like asking, in my personal opinion, to take it to another level. I remember when Jay-Z said something about Nas's baby mother. Like, originally, that was a big deal. Like, he even apologized for it. But in this situation, you know, talking about somebody's dead mom who was actually killed, you know what I'm saying? She didn't die natural because she was actually, you know, murdered. You know, to me, that's big. I don't know what you think, Trent.
That's heavy. It is heavy, and it's childish. And I think, like you said, it was taking this whole going back and forth thing to a different level. I mean, it can get a person so angry to the point where they might want to do something, take it to another level. You know, we might have another Biggie and Pac, and who wants that? Because now nobody won. Everybody lost. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world to even bring up. I mean, I wish somebody would say, I didn't even lose my mother to murder. I lost my mom. But for somebody to bring that up in vain and, you know, use it against me, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. This is for the whole world to hear. And this is for a song, you know, to get back at him for what? I mean, I can't believe these guys are following the same steps as Biggie and Pac, and here we go again. And you know, I don't know who shot Pac. We don't know who shot Biggie, but you know, maybe it's some people that's in Game's corner. You know, maybe it's some people in 50's corner gonna get mad when they hear that and go try to, you know, off Game. And then we might lose another good rapper, and then a retaliation. That's this whole thing again. It's like, grow the hell up.
Right, and to me, I think that's where the issue comes in, my personal opinion. It's not necessarily with the rappers. It's usually the crews, like, because, you know, it's like this. I once heard Ice-T say this, and I think he put it plainly. It's kind of like, if you on my side, you and my crew, you know, you just got out, and you really can't do anything. Like, you're not a businessman, you're not a rapper. But the only thing you can do is kind of have my back. Like, that's how you move up in the ranks in a crew. Like, you know what I'm saying? To make sure you have your man's back.
Yep.
So, you know, you out somewhere wearing your G-Unit shirt and chain and everything. And you see somebody from Game's crew. It might not even be Game. It could just be somebody from Game's crew. And you take it there. Like, you like, I got a rep for my man. Like, they talk about my man's mom's, like... And now you got a whole issue, and now it becomes even bigger than it has to be. You know what I'm saying? And I hope personally, because I really think 50 and Game, I think they're smart enough not to indulge in that, just knowing what went down. But I think it's very important that everyone around them understands, like, yo, it's not, that's not the route to go right now. Like, that's, like, we've
it's
had
It's not the
so
route to go,
casualties.
But Game can't take it back.
Right, and that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to apologize. But to me, you know, I like Game. I love his music. I think he's a great rapper. But sometimes, this is my opinion, but sometimes he contradicts himself. Like, on one minute, you know, you're calling Young Buck and y'all cool, but the next minute you kind of, like, go at him on a track. Like, that's crazy to me. That's like right now. If we on the air, right, and if say we had beef for a long time and we clear it up, And then tomorrow you're talking about me. Like, I don't want to deal with you no more then, really. Like, I don't want to hear nothing from you no more. Like, there's no more peace talks. There's no more nothing. And now it's a whole different situation that it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. You got people being fake, and that's what it sounds like to me. You being fake, we on the phone, we cool, and everything's great. Then the next thing you know, you're talking about me. It's like, what you being fake for? Why don't you tell me when we was on the phone yesterday that you ain't cool with me? You know?
The whole industry's fake. That's the
absolutely,
problem.
You absolutely, because you know what I hear other radio stations dogging certain people when they talk about their little, when they doing the gossip, but then when that person come on the show, it's like, oh hey, oh my
right.
God! But you best believe if I got Game in front of me, I'm gonna say, listen, son, that was not cool what you did. That making a statement about 50's mother. I don't care how mad you are, somebody that is territory that you do not step into. I tell him to his face, I'm supposed to be scared. He probably respect me for saying that. He probably say, you know what, Trini, this is why I said that. And I make maybe give me a clear understanding as to why he said it, but I mean, it's not going to sit well with me, but at least he heard what I had to say in my opinion. But it's people, like you said, the whole industry is fake, and I don't get that. It's like, really, people are really listening to fake people being fake? Right. How is that? How is that possible? Like, why are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying this? That's crazy to me.
Right, I mean,
yeah.
It's just one of them situations to me personally. It's like I said, I'm a big fan of gang music, and sometimes I just feel we need to stick to the music. And I'm talking about everybody in the industry, not just gang. I think once we stick to the music and get back there, because that's what hip-hop has lost a lot. Like, people talking now about how the South is doing their thing, and, you know, all of this is dance songs. But to me, like, that's the essence of it. But I think you need a mixture. Like, it can't be one thing. Like, it can't be all dance songs on the radio. It has to be, like, we need those lyrical guys back as well. But I think we could party to everything. Like, you know, back in the day, you could like Jungle Brothers and like Big Daddy Kane, two different types of rappers. But you could still feel them both. Like, now it's like, if you don't like the gangster rap, then you know, and you just like that snapping and popping, you can't like the other one. And to me, that's like, that's so played. That's why sales is going down. That's why, you know, we have all these things, and everyone's against us. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the day, straight up, where we would listen to radio stations and they would be like, the top 40 without the rap. Like, that was their slogan. You know what I'm saying? Where now, right, you can't have a top 40 without the rap. You ain't gonna have nothing.
You're not.
You know what I'm saying? And we really need to understand, you know, as a community, that we control it. You know what I'm saying? If we said, yo, we want to listen to, you know, Rock Your Hips and all them joints, which are cool joints, but we also want to listen to, you know, the Lupes of the world, the KRS-One's and you know, all Rakim's and all that. You know what I'm saying? We want to listen to that too. They're going to have to play it. Like, they have no choice but to play it at that point. But, you know, it's up to us as a community to really say what we want to hear. I mean, we dumb down too much. Like, all of us in this hip-hop community are much smarter than we portray sometimes. And that's just straight-up truth. And it's a problem for me. Like, that's one of my goals, is to show, like, these younger kids, like, yo, you don't understand what this was. They didn't want us on TV networks. We wasn't on MTV crazy like we are now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We was only on BET. And even BET for a while, we wasn't on there like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Until you had shows like Rap City and Yo MTV Rap, that was it. And, you know, with our network, you know, Authorized TV, I think that's one thing that we're really going to show. We're going to go back to when Rap City used to actually go to the hoods and not just have them come into a studio and do that. Like, we're going back to that.
Yeah, I remember, you know, that. That was fun.
You know what I'm saying? We're see NWA on the back of a flatbed truck going through the hoods of Compton. Like, that was crazy. Like,
that
I
remember
that episode on Yo MTV Rap. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what we're going to go back to. You know what I'm saying? That's why we started a network, not a TV show. You know,
right.
I'm plugging right now, but it's all good. That's what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And when the show starts airing, like, you know, we got the videos, a couple of things, but when the show starts airing, people going to go crazy, because it's going to be real hip-hop. It's going to be everything, the South, Midwest, West Coast, East Coast.
Give them what they want. Teach them. I think I'm getting excited.
So let me
get excited.
Calm down. Let me calm down. Oh, by the way, for anyone that wants to leave a comment for us, you can hit us up. We'll definitely make sure we post it on the podcast. The number is 206-202-0580. Once again, that's 206-202-0580. If you have a comment about anything we're discussing today. But anyways, you know, I mean, I know we kind of got off on a tangent because we were talking about the Game and 50 situation, but, you know, I just felt the need to kind of let people know, just, man, just how I'm really feeling. You know?
Keep it real. Express yourself. That's
what
I want you to do. Love what you do. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Anyways,
love what you do.
You know, we played the Game joint, the Body Bag joint, but, you know, we also know 50 has a new joint out. So I'm going to get into that as well to let y'all hear it, for those of you who haven't, for those of you not in the know. And also make sure you can hear all these joints too if you log on AuthorizedTV.com, AUTHORIZE TV.com. So Here it is right here, y'all. 50 Cent. Straight to the bank.
Yeah. When I'm out in them wild boys, blunts and fillets. When I'm out in L.A., boys, raps and switches. Now blood walk to this, now crib walk to this. Now throw it up, raise it up, cause it's gangsta kid. Now blood walk to this, now crib walk to this. Now throw it up, raise it up, cause it's gangsta kid.
I'm in my Lambo, maggot, ride real low, maggot. Doors lift up, I'm like, go, go, gadget. See the shit I got on. Homie, I'd hate to, my Teflon on. Boy, my government issue. I hit your vertebrae, bullets rip through tissues. Your wife on a futon, hugging a shih tzu. Homie, you a chick, you got feminine ways. Heard you got four lips and bleed for 7 days. I got four fifths and bananas on the case. And got more whips than a runaway slave. Me and Yayo go back like some high top fades. When I made 50 mil, M got paid. When I made 60 mil, Dre got paid. When I made 80 mil, Jimmy got paid. I ain't even got the rap now. Life is made. Said I ain't even got the rap. I'm filthy,
I'm
man.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Ha ha ha.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Nothing but $100 bills in the bankroll. I got the kind of money that the bank can't hold. Got it off the street, moving bundles and O's. 7-3 Caprice, old school when I roll. Breeze pass with the E-pass, the toe. No more platinum, I'm wearing gold. I'm internationally known as the kid with the flow that brings enough dough. It's never enough dough. Shit, I need more. New shit out the stove. Baby blue was old, fresh off the floor. Stash box by the dash box, case they want war. Make the purple bring the green in, f*** the law. I'm oh so raw, I'm hot, I'm sure. I'm like the coolest around the globe, boy. I set the club on fire, I told ya. I'm the general, salute me, soldier.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Ha ha ha.
I'm laughing straight to the bank with this.
Ha ha ha.
I'm laughing
straight to the bank with this. Shorty, work it out. I wanna see you break it down. Now back it up now. You know what I'm about. It's like a bank job, I'm in and I'm out. Now work it out now. Work it out. Work it out. Now work it out now. Work it out. Work it out.
We back. All right, that was the 50 Cent joint. I'm really feeling that joint. It has the West Coast flavor to it.
I love it.
You know, it honestly, you know, it kind of makes you want to crip walk. No disrespect to any crips out there. I don't want no problem. But it has that feel to it. You know, like if you remember back in the day, there was a period where, you know, everybody was crip walking. Like, it didn't matter because it was just such a, like, a revolution. Like, it was just like, wow. It was like when Dre was really killing it. He had like the next episode joint, and that joint had that same feel to it. So, I don't know. What do you think about the song?
I love it, but you know, it's not as vicious as the game. It's the lyrics aren't as vicious as the game
right.
song. So, I mean, it depends. If you like the music, to me, I mean, both of the music were great. But I mean, my personal favorite was 50, and I think I kind of like as a female, I think I kind of like 50 more because it was less aggressive. As
right.
The game, but that's on the female perspective. Now I know having, you know, male company, you know, my brother and friends and stuff, like you see, maybe you might be more interested in the hardcore you know, song, which is the game. But you know, me as a female, I will prefer the 50 song, you know. And again, I think that 50 stayed in line and didn't step across any boundaries and then get vicious like the game
right.
did.
Right, because I mean, 50 song really, it wasn't really a comeback to him. To me, it was more just to me. I think it's just, you know, a single from his new album. I think he's, you know, because, you know, album coming in June, so I think it's just really, you know, a promotional
Right. And I think if you are going to be talking about each other, keep it like that. You know, don't get all like game. You know, game he just overdid it for me. Like, you really don't have to put a damn potato at the end of the gun and shoot nobody nowadays. You don't have to do that. That's just ridiculous. I mean, come on. You know, stuff like that, you know, it just was too much for me. I just had to personally, it was just too much for me. But, you know, that's how they rolling now. I can't really agree with it. I think that music just need to get back to music. Express yourself, but I mean, against each other like that. What you're doing is being irresponsible. You setting off other members, like you said, see earlier. You setting off other members in your entourage that supposedly got your back. You just setting them up for a downfall. And the only thing about it is going to drag you down with it, because it's going to be attached to your name, and your name is going down with it. And why? For what? Because you said something wild out your mouth, and now, you know, his boy is pissed off. And, you know, of course, you know, 50 might not even be offended. He might be like, man, whatever. He just, you know, running his mouth. I hear him running his mouth on wax, whatever, to me. But, you know, his boy or his entourage, somebody's entourage might be like, nah, that ain't cool. And like you said, you see these people walking down the street, or, you know, you see somebody affiliated with the game, and then there you go. I mean, these are, you know, because we are, because, you know, they gangsters, they hard, right? You know, so they can't just let nothing like that slide. And I'm just afraid about just that statement right there that the game put in his that song, that it's going to set something off. And it's like, you got these two men need to be responsible. And I think what 50 put out, the one that you just heard, was responsible. And I don't think that it will set anybody off in any irresponsible manner. But I think the one the one we just heard by the game, I think that one right there is irresponsible. And I think that these men, I think it's ridiculous. And I think that, you know, if you are going to put a message out there like that, and you're going to say something like that, then be responsible. Go to your boys and be like, hey, I don't want any trouble. Let's not do that. But you know, that's not going to happen. So
right. And my thing is, I hope they're responsible enough to do that. And that's my thing. That's really what I'm hoping is they are. Because I think, you know, I mean, we all grow up. Like, we don't do the same things we did when we were younger. Which I hope these guys feel the same way. Like, you don't have a point to prove. Y'all both millionaires. Like, make your money. Like, but like I said, the problem comes when those people who are not the millionaires, and they trying to move up on that ladder, you know, in the crew. That's where the issues come in half the time. It's usually not the rappers. You know what I'm saying? It's usually the people in the crew.
But I like
50. Offend it more than anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that alone. But anyways.
I am a 50 Cent fan.
Moving on. We're not even going to get into that, because I already know that's starting a whole nother situation. Speaking of 50, though, I meant to mention this before, but, you know, 50 currently is working on LL's new album, right? All right. For those of you not in my inner circle, I recently, you know, came into a situation where, you know, LL's wrote a new fitness book called The Platinum Workout. So I'm peeping the book, and I'm like, you know, ladies love L, you know, ladies love Cool James, all that. I'm like, you know, whatever. So I came into a situation where basically I was challenged to do the workout. Okay?
Great.
It's going to be a continuous process. The due date is July the 1st.
And you know I can't wait.
Oh, man, that's the goal. So we're going to do like a little, you know, before and after joint. And my before pictures, I ain't going to lie to y'all, they look kind of crazy because I'm not big on taking off my shirt right now. You understand what I'm saying?
And why
like,
is
that's
that?
Kinda good look. Come on, man. Like, nah, like, that's just why? Not my style. Like, that's,
why
that's
is that?
Not my style.
I thought
I did do it. I did do it. Like, I did do
it.
Oh, did you? I did. But y'all might not see those. Y'all might see the other one where you could just see how my face looks. Because to me,
no
that's
fair.
The most important thing. Like,
that
feet.
Is no
like,
fair. Who that? Listen. My feet.
You will see, but you
we
will
don't
see the
wanna
after
see
joint.
That.
Hold up.
Okay,
you will
no,
see
no,
the
no.
after joint. Because I'm trying to get my sexy on. I'm going to be giving
after.
Directions for no reason.
I thought you was keeping it real.
I am. I told you. That's real. Like, I'm keeping one with you. Like, that's real. Like,
keep it real.
Though,
show us before.
The after joints, though, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell y'all the real thing. Y'all going to see everything.
Now, you know
care.
You've
I'm
just
be
been
giving,
exposed, right?
Listen, I'm going to be giving directions for no reason. I'm telling you. I'm going to be flexing for no reason. I'm going to be wearing the white beaters all day. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm be in meetings wearing wife beaters just cause.
No, thank you.
You know what I mean? LL does it.
No.
I told you, I'm going to do the platinum workout. I'm going to lick my lips 1,000 times. We're going to get it in.
Yeah, lick your lips. But don't wear a wife beater to a meeting.
Come on. I'm the boss. I can wear. I run this. I can do this. Tell me, we're going to get it in, man. But anyways, speaking of, you know, just hot bodies and all these other things, I decided the other day, like I was thinking, you know, what can we do to really personify what Authorized is? You know what I'm saying? And I thought about, you know, there are a lot of model searches out there, right? And with the model searches, they always look for pretty much it's the hottest girl. Like, that's really what it is. So, you know, the hottest body, people vote, whatever, whatever, right? And I said, but an authorized model search is something different. See, you got to be blocked to the boardroom, and you have to have the sexy body, but you got to have a business plan on the side of it. Like, you can't just be the same, okay, so what do you want to do with yourself? Well, you know, after this, I want to get into acting, and, you know, like, I'm tired of that. And the reason why I say I'm tired of it, because it sounds cliche. It doesn't sound like that's what you really want to do, because my thing is, if that's what you want to do, that's cool, but what's your plan? Like, show me your plan. Like, let me see it. Oh, I really don't have any, like, see, now you're just talking. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like the Miss America speech. You know what I'm saying? I just want to save the world, and, like, I don't hear that no more. So what we're going to do, and details will be coming soon once I get the particulars out, I'm going to discuss it with everybody. We're going to do a model search. But the model search is going to be a block to the boardroom, meaning you got to have some substance to you. You can't just be a pretty face, because I'm tired of it. I love the videos, the girls shaking it. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I watch them. I enjoy them, looking at them. But I do feel there's a lot more to, especially African-American women, than just the booty shaking. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a lot of them who are sexy, who are attractive, but also have something, you know, between their ears. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's up to us, you know, as Authorized TV, being from the block to the boardroom, to show that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to show how sexy you can be in your bikinis and all that, but we also going to show that you have a mind as well. So I think that's very important. I think it's going to be a good look. I think I'm going to meet some sexy women, and so that's always a plus with minds. So I think that's just a good look. Did I say that out loud?
I'm over here literally in disgust with you right now. I just cannot believe you just said that.
It was a joke.
No, it's not. I almost feel like, no, wait a minute. I almost feel like you were putting on this model call just to find sexy, smart women.
No, but I'm trying to help my brothers out so they know. But no, that's not the only reason. No, it truly is.
Help your brothers out.
No, not really. It's truly to expose women in a better light than I feel they've been exposed a lot recently. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I really do, and this is just honest truth. Like, I was playing before, but I really do feel there's a lot more to, you know, our women than just that. Because the thing is, I recently was talking to some young ladies from Brazil, and they were talking to me, and that's what their impression was of the women from the States. Was the fact that they thought that's what they were. Like, they didn't see them as, you know, smart and intelligent and sexy. They saw them as, you know, they just shake their butts and do different things. Like, they were just telling me even they dance different, you know, when you go to Brazil. And that's a trip I have to make too, by the way. But anyways, like, they were just saying even how they dance different. Like, you know, they're more respectful when they go to the clubs. Like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And to me, if this is how people outside of the United States is looking at it, I think it's up to me and it's up to just the hip-hop community to show that, you know, our women are more than that. And that's real. Like I said, I was joking before, but that's 100% with me. Like, I really feel it's very important to show you can be sexy and at the same time be smart.
Yeah, but, I mean, is that really... come on, give me a break. You know, the guys are not there. You're not looking at the TV... and you're not hoping that you're going to see a video with a bunch of smart girls.
I didn't know. I didn't say video. No, that's why I didn't say video.
Well, like, I mean, but just that's what I mean. These women are getting this impression because they're looking at the videos that they see these girls in. It's up to that woman.
But you ever hear some of them speak, though? Like seriously, like some of them? Like, you ever hear them when they, like,
listen,
get a chance to speak? You like,
okay,
are you serious?
But let me, because this, you know, this is you done just walked into my territory.
Oh, here we go. Now I walked into your world.
And you know my mouth is watering right now.
All right. So really, I'm going to just, you know what, fellas, what I told you earlier,
like,
learn when to fall back. I'm falling back right now. Do your thing, ma.
Let me explain something.
Right, vent for me.
I am considered a decent looking woman, and I could go to a video shoot at any moment now and get in all these people's videos as a former model, as a person that can still be a model. I can do all this. It's up to the individual female to, we already know what's going on at the video shoot. We already see the videos. We already see the girls that dance around in the bikini. It's up to you as the responsible female to say, you know what? I'm smarter than that. I'm not going to put myself in that type of situation. It's up to the females. If the guys are doing this because the females are lining up. I've already been to a model calls where I find out when I get there it's for a video and I turn myself back around and keep it moving. But it's so many women that want to be in this video for, like, what, 2 minutes of fame? Because you're in a video shaking your it's up to the woman. Any video, I've gotten plenty of calls to do videos. I've turned all of them down. I do not do videos unless you're going to put me in a spotlight where I'm going to be respected. I'm going to look like a respectable young lady in a video, which, I mean, come on, what hip-hop video do you know where the females are really respectable looking? You know, they half naked. I'm not doing it. So it's really up to the female. If you feel that less of yourself, if you feel like you need that 2 minutes of fame to be on somebody's video, to be in somebody's video, dancing and shaking around in a swimsuit, half naked, then how are you responsible for that? It's up to the female to make that decision.
No, I agree.
I'm not
100%.
When you call me and say you want me to be in your video, I'm not flattered. I'm not flattered at all. It takes much more for me. And as a matter of fact, let me tell you something. These women are not, that's not what you call modeling, first of all. That's number one. That's not what you call modeling. That's called being in the video, okay? That's all that is. And number two, guess what? Most of them don't get paid. And when you're a model, you get paid for everything that you do. And if you do not get paid, you're a hobbyist, okay? And your hobby is to hop around and jump in people's videos half naked for free. That doesn't make sense to me. Don't make
sense
to me.
Basically, they extras.
That's business.
And they sit in the cattle call room with a whole bunch of models. And the real models, you know, who are the, you know, the primaries, they get the...
They call them the principals.
Yeah,
and some of them get paid and some of them don't. You would think all of them got paid, but just because they're the principal does not mean they get paid. And if they do get paid, the most they get paid is $500. That's not enough for me. To do what you asking me to do? No way. Is that responsible? See, this is what you call being smart, being pretty and being smart. Like you said, be smart. If you're going to do something like that, if you're going to lend your personality, you're going to lend your image to a guy that's making money off this video, off this song, where is your money? What can you get a piece of that too? That's blocked to the boardroom. Okay, don't let me have to teach these models anything. That's what I need to do. I need to teach these girls how to do stuff around here. Don't just be a cute face because somebody told you was cute and then somebody told you that you had to pay them to be in their video. I mean, because that happens too. You $25 registration fee. Are you kidding me? That's a joke in itself. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, okay, you want to do something like that? Let's do it. But let me be right your sidekick so I could spit something to these girls about business. It's boardroom too, okay? It's block to the boardroom. That's what we do. We talk about business and we talk about what goes on at the block. You want to be a down home chick? Well, be a smart down home chick. Make your money while you being pretty. You know? Make your money while you being a gangster. Know what's going on behind the scenes. Come on now. Be responsible.
Well, there you have it.
That's what's up.
I don't even have to say no more. All I got to say is, y'all know how she feel about it. See, I know the model search is going to be official. I might have
Absolutely.
To, you know, I might have to fall back on this one and be like, hey, you the man? I'm telling you, it's gonna be official. It's gonna be official. I already see that, so I'm just letting y'all know.
We don't have Step at Authorized TV.
Nah, we don't have Step.
She ain't lying. It's high quality over here, okay?
She ain't lying. As a matter of fact, make sure, like, any of you models who want to be featured on the website, hit us up, models, M-O-D-E-L-S, at AuthorizedTV.com. And if y'all notice, if you look at any of the previous posts of the models, yes, they are blocked to the boardroom. We don't just discuss, you know, what size is your breast, even though we do put that down there, too. But I'm just saying. I had to add that.
I know you did. It's like you just can't leave well enough alone sometimes.
Because I know it's going to get you pressed. And that means, you know what that means? You know what happens?
What?
Get excited like that. That means when it comes to the model search, you're going to make sure it's right.
I am. And this is. But you know what? I got a feeling it's going to be a whole bunch of fighting between you and I over this.
Nah.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you.
You're going to come at the...
Hold up. Can I keep it real?
Sure, keep it real?
I'm going to keep it real. Yeah. Cool. I will give you complete autonomy. Like, I'll fall back. Certain things, yes, I will have to approve. That's just because it's money. But I will let you do you.
No, I want you to do. I just want to be a sidekick. I don't even want to say nothing. But what I do want to do, I just want, sometimes when you make some of your decisions, I just want to be able to just take you to the corner and rough you up a little bit. That's all. I don't even want to say anything because I'm just going to be so, I already know. I've been to model cars. I've been to almost all my life. They're a mess. You know, these girls, like you said, they aren't intelligent. It's like we're not out here teaching these girls that not only are you going to be a model, that's what you want to be, but you need to know how these people are getting paid around you and how you being used. And if you don't know that by now, 2007, something is wrong with you, and you do not belong with Authorized TV. We don't do dummies.
I feel you. Like I said, don't do that.
But I just want to see the insubordination
I deal with. Like, she said she's going to take me and rough me up.
That's right. But you know what? I'm so curious to see what you would pick. So that's the thing.
It's not going to be just me. I would never make it a just I pick situation. Obviously, we have a panel of people like yourself who are knowledgeable to do it. I would never put myself in that type of predicament.
Then we only going to pick about three people. So I'm gonna be the Simon. So you know you can forget it. That's just gonna be the Simon of the crew.
You know we did. We got Authorized TV's next top model mixed with
American Idol.
It's all good.
Real.
We're gonna get it in, man.
Just call me Simon.
We're gonna have fun though. It's gonna be fun.
I
get my parlor on. That means I get to have drinks all the time. How about that?
Okay.
Now that's keeping it real. What? I don't even drink like that, though. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I don't drink like that. But still, that would be fun. Blizzard with my Coca-Cola can, getting my promotion on with some Hennessy in that Coca-Cola can, or Cavassier, whatever you like.
These people got to know I'll keep you in line.
Oh, man. Here we go. Anyways, yeah. All right, I'm going to keep it real. This has been fun, though. And this is the first one. Like, can you imagine? Like, when people are on witness. I told you, this is a dynasty right here. People don't understand. And you're only one of the hosts. Do you understand what type of people we got? Like, they don't even know, do they?
Like, they don't even know. Like, this is
They don't even
nothing.
Have a clue, huh?
This is like just give them a dab of just something. A taste. This is nothing.
And this is just the radio show. Like, they don't understand.
I don't even think I cursed.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
And that's, wow, I need to give you an award for something because y'all don't know
Holy
she's
shit.
Like a sailor.
What?
Yeah, she has a mouth like a sailor. I promise you. You'll be surprised,
Who,
man.
What?
Oh, man.
Wow. Never. Who, me?
But they don't, man, they don't even understand. They don't even have a clue. I'm sorry for y'all.
Because we have a lot of people.
We have a lot of talented people. From the writers to, you know, the other hosts.
Isn't Mia like a pianist?
Yeah, man, she does a little bit of everything. She's focused.
Oh, can you believe that?
you know, we got college graduates. I mean, it's you know, really, it's a really eclectic mix, but they're all blocked to the boardroom in their own way.
Wow.
And I think that's what I love about it the most.
That's scary.
We got the interns who I'm going to let make sure they get a little shine. You know, I call her A-Will because her name is Aisha Williams, but I don't like to call her A-Will because that's just me, what I do. You know, I give people names. We got Beba giving that Latin flavor. It's crazy. Mitra, who's, when she gets on, you're going to be like, oh my gosh. Like, she's not even, I'm going to let her tell you what she is. She ain't black, she ain't white. I'm going to just put it like that.
Uh-oh.
But she gets it in. That's why I love watching the forum.
Off of our TV.
And then we got Nia, like you said, who's just focused. You know, she's an artist and everything else, like, straight up.
That's,
you know, whatever I need, she's good. And then we got Trini, who y'all already know who that is.
Just a basket case. That's just simple.
She's a problem. I'm telling you, I got my hands full.
Man. Yes, you do.
But
you
accept the challenge. And you know me, I'm just C major, man. I'm just a billionaire, aka the one.
Major,
you
know, C.
See, here we go. All right, bougie. Don't start with me. Don't you start. It is what it is, man. But no, like, for real, had a good time. We're going to definitely make sure we get in each and every week for y'all. And then when the TV show drops, it's going to be even crazy because you're going to see this. You're going to see her face. Uh-oh. You're going to see her talking shit. You're going to see all these things.
Absolutely.
And it's a problem. I promise.
It's going to be scary. I don't know if they're ready for this, though. See, I don't know.
They ain't got no choice. It's no choice. But I'm going to just tell y'all like this. You're about to witness a dynasty like no other. Just remember, it's Authorized TV. From the block to the board. Shimmy and C-Man. Your homegirl, Trini. Holla. Peace.